The protection would also prevent colleges from asking prospective students for their passwords and landlords from asking the same of their tenants. Though the focus is on Facebook, it would extend to all social media sites and to email. The plan has its limitations, though. Madison Democratic sponsor Melissa Sargent says it would not prevent an employer, school, or landlord from looking at anything someone posts publicly on social media.
Ultimately, I cannot, in the state of Wisconsin, and this bill cannot protect you against yourself. And I think many young people, as I talk to them about this bill, as they've gone into the high schools and had conversations, they feel like they are infallible. And this bill will not protect you against making a silly mistake. This really has to do with the back end, not the public side. So it's your login and password and what it is that you see on your social media accounts from the backside when you have that login and password.
This is one of those measures that has broad bipartisan support in the legislature and has sponsors from both parties and passed the assembly today on a voice vote. Because lawmakers there made a slight change to the plan, it now heads back to the state Senate, where a similar version passed last year on a unanimous vote. Governor Scott Walker has indicated he will sign it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.